And now, The Missing Link with our guest host, the captivating Jabez LeBret.
Welcome back to another episode of The Missing Link Hijacked. This is Jabez LeBret taking over for Sean Jackson this week. And we have the wonderful, amazing, and talented Micah on the line. What's going on, Micah?
Not a whole lot, Jabez. I'm so glad you're back. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm freezing myself here in Wisconsin right now, but I am excited for today's show and really looking forward to our guest today. And because you like him so, his name so much, I'm going to let you introduce him. But there's a quick thing that I want to make sure that we let our audience know. And shame on me for not having written this down already. But that LinkedIn group that I'm in, that's part of the Missing Link. That group that we're all in there. Can you kind of walk us through what this group's all about?
I would love to. Well, the Missing Link super secret Missing Link LinkedIn group is
secret.
It is an amazingly active group right now. We've got everyone. We did a huge push for everybody publishing to the Pulse Network. And so we've got people in there sharing their Pulse posts and looking at articles. We're learning how to do images and all the things that are in there are really, really active. And so I totally, if you're ready to start LinkedIn or restart LinkedIn, definitely join us in there. And you can do that by picking up your mobile device in the continental United States, and you're going to text us at 41411. And the keyword there will be my link. That's M-Y-L-I-N-K. And it will try to autocorrect. So don't let it autocorrect. It's M-Y-L-I-N-K. If you're outside of the continental United States, you'll send us an email at missinglink@rainmaker.fm, and we'll get you set up right away. And you will be so glad you're in that group.
It is a fantastic group. And there's all sorts of amazing resources there. And really, really, really do highly encourage people to get in there and get active. So today, holy crap, we went out and found arguably one of the best using LinkedIn for sales, like to sell stuff. And we've talked about this before. I mean, we all on some level sell something to somebody. And LinkedIn, we had the social selling index. Obviously, it was a great conversation. And I'm really excited about today's guest. I think this is going to be amazing today.
Yep. And not to mention, his name is like the steel driving man.
It is. It's not often I get envious of a name. But Micah, why don't you introduce our guest? You like his name so much, I'm going to let you introduce him.
Well, today we are going to be joined by John Henry Shirk, and he is a growth marketer at DocSend, and he is also a steel driving man that I love. He goes by John Henry. User acquisition, content, and just a major knowledgeable on sales and how to get where you want to go.
And sales for some and projects with some big companies, WP Engine. Out there, Zenefits, the fastest growing SaaS company ever of all time. So this guy's legit. So excited to have him back and here on the show. And we'll be looking forward to it right after this break.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
Welcome back, and a big thank you to all of our sponsors for making this happen. This is The Missing Link. My name is Jabez LeBret. I've got Micah here with us and John Henry Shrek, who's going to be breaking down the sales information for us and how to use LinkedIn to drive sales. I mean, John Henry, your company actually does sales-related stuff, correct? Like the company you work for now?
Yeah, so we're a sales collateral tool. Essentially, it's really similar to Google Analytics for PDFs and PowerPoints. If you're presenting a proposal to a client, you send them a link through DocSend, and it's email gated to them. And you can actually see their user analytics on each page of the PDF. So way, way back in the day, in a past life, I was the director of sales at an SEO agency, Built Visible, based out in London and SF. And I first started using this product like 2-3 years ago, And it gave me such power in selling because I would get email alerts when people went back to proposals, you know, 2 weeks after I thought the deal was dead, or, you know, it would show me that they spent, you know, 20 minutes on the technical audit page, but 2 minutes on the link building page, and then like 35 minutes on the pricing sheet. It let me frame the conversation in a whole new way, and I found it really empowered me to sell, and stayed in contact with this company all this time, and it's really starting to take off. So I joined, and you know, we've started out our outbound sales team, and so doing a lot of sales ops as well as running the blog and SEO and user acquisition now.
I love hearing this kind of success story. I loved them, I followed them, I used them, and then hell, I joined them. Fantastic. And you know, it's interesting. I the idea of knowing when somebody's looking at your stuff is really powerful, which is great. You know, LinkedIn has that built in where you can see people viewing your profile, which is awesome. But LinkedIn is also a tool that you can use to kind of work with some of the sales stuff. And that's the reason we wanted John Henry to come in and talk to us today, because he is a master power user at generating leads and sales through LinkedIn. I do have to say, though, the 35 minutes on a pricing sheet, maybe your pricing sheet's a little too complicated.
It was a bit enterprise.
I'm just giving you guys a hard time. All right, so the way that we're going to run this down, because we don't have enough time to get everything that you could possibly share with us about your selling technique, where I really wanted to start was if you could kind of walk us through maybe some of the communication tools built into LinkedIn. You know, there's the email components of LinkedIn, there's messaging components, there's status updates. I mean, what are you using right now to kind of start your prospecting and start your sales cycle?
So messaging and prospecting, I'd like to separate. Right now with LinkedIn, I think the search feature and prospecting, the thing to really understand is like LinkedIn isn't Google. Google's gotten so, so good at search. You know, you can type in things like that have like infer meaning, and Google will parse together like strings of words and colloquialisms. LinkedIn isn't there yet. So if you're trying to find people and prospecting people, I would try and use as many different search phrases as possible with just subtle differentiations, because LinkedIn search just really isn't quite there yet as a search engine. So trying out just small different variations when you're looking for, you know, your ideal prospect or, you know, people that are in your ideal customer profile can really yield a lot of different results. So mixing up how you search on LinkedIn, I think is really a valuable way of finding more people and really blowing out your prospecting list. And then when it comes to communication, I don't really like communicating inside of LinkedIn. Like, to be honest, the people I have conversations with on LinkedIn, like it's very non-intimate conversations. It's a lot of times it's recruiters or, you know, it's like very cold prospects. My favorite application of LinkedIn is inside of your connections. If you press that little gear on the right-hand side, it brings you to your settings and your advanced features. And in that menu, you can export everyone's personal email that you're connected with on LinkedIn. And then you can just bring that conversation over to email. And that's such a better medium. You know, I've never been like wowed by a LinkedIn message. Like you can get it's cool when a company is trying to recruit you and that's like a valuable use of it. And I think it totally makes sense for recruiting. But the sales stuff on LinkedIn, I tend to ignore. So I want to get it out of there as soon as possible. And that's my favorite way of doing it.
That's a shocker to me, because my favorite message to get on LinkedIn is when I connect with somebody and they shoot me an email immediately saying, thank you for connecting with me. Here's the 15 projects I have going on. Would you like to buy my crap?
Yeah, so. that's always super great. No, I mean, and that's like, I think with sales, like sales has a bum rap, and I think it's because, you know, salesmen in media are really only depicted in two ways. You're either like the Willie Loman, the hapless sales guy who can't cut a deal and is down on his luck, or you're, you know, the Jordan Belfort and you're conniving and a liar and you will do anything to close that deal. So I think like, and there's just a lot of, you know, a lot of bad people in sales. Really savvy selling is, you know, it takes time to build up that profile and build over trust. And it's more about selling solution than it is just about like, you know, getting someone to try the product. So you're going to run into those, but I mean, the really crafted people on LinkedIn, they own that medium and they can, build relationships with it over time. It can really be impressive. But, you know, just like with SEO, there's a ton of spam, but there are some absolutely phenomenal SEOs out there.
So, Micah, you're always kind of representing the voice of the user. When you hear this concept of, oh, yeah, it's real simple. Just go up in Gearbox, advanced settings, blah, 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 emails go out there, and then you're done.
Yeah, from there, I would wonder, you know, we have been told and talk about on the show all the time about keeping, you know, the conversation on LinkedIn, and then, you know, the call to action with the posts and things of that sort. So how much conversation do you want to have on LinkedIn? It sounds like you want to get it, you know, immediately off, but, you know, our audience, they're still engaging on LinkedIn. That's where their audience is. That's where their customers are. How much interaction do you think that we need to be having through LinkedIn connections, emails, in-mails, and all of that sort of thing?
A great way to keep in touch with people is in the connections tab. There's keep in touch, and that shows you people that are having life events like work anniversaries and things like that. And I think interacting with those people, and for people that are also big users of LinkedIn as a social aspect, mm-hmm. you know, engaging with their posts and commenting is great. But I'll be honest, I think that a lot of the people who really are big personalities on LinkedIn are also big personalities on other forms of social media. Right. And LinkedIn is something that everyone's on. So I think the reach can be much bigger. And like if you're trying to build a brand and communicating with marketers, absolutely great medium, be on there, be a power influencer. But in terms of like selling, I still see like, it seems to me like a lot of the same people in my feed are the ones that keep popping up in LinkedIn and they keep popping up on Twitter. You know, it's people that predominantly use social media. So if that's an audience that you're working with and want to win over, then it absolutely makes sense.
You know, I really like that. This to me almost feels like a reverse hack, like a reverse engineer on LinkedIn. I'm kind of digging this idea of it's a huge subset of LinkedIn users who don't go on to LinkedIn all the time. And
Right. That's a lot of our audience, and that's who's joined us.
Right. But I mean, think about how many, like those people aren't alone, right? There's a huge swath of your connections that aren't going on regularly. And for whatever reason, and I think to what John Henry's talking about, this is a mechanism for getting right into that inbox. Like you're going yep. directly to their email.
Right.
As not the only answer, but maybe even a really good first start. And then circling back to LinkedIn, like you're saying, and keeping up on the, you know, what do you do and you know, the notifications there of life's happenings. So help me walk through this real quick, John Henry, just so our audience knows what things you need to have in place. From the sounds of it, you need to have a large network for this to work. Or is this something you're just doing on a weekly basis, just refreshing your list? Or how often are you downloading your list? Or are you actively connecting with new people? And if so, how?
I'm always looking to actively connect with other people. And, you know, it can be through a lot of things. It can be through meetups at meetup.com. You know, every time that you really a way to look at it, like every time that you connect with another salesperson, you're connecting with all the other salespeople that they've worked with. You're bringing in basically strong people, like a lot of second and third degree connections to your network on LinkedIn. So, you know, figuring out who is going to be someone who's like, who would have a wide network and targeting those people. But really, like your network can drastically expand and the search features that you see can expand just by getting a few key people to become become a first degree connection so you can build out, you know, your whole LinkedIn network. But yeah, you know, I think I always make an active attempt to network and get out there and friend people on LinkedIn because it is advantageous and you get a wider professional network every time you do it. Yeah. I think that's fair advice. Like if you're ever going to run a small business, you constantly need to be networking, and our IRL lives, our in real life lives are, you know, mirroring our digital lives. So networking in person is just as important as networking online.
My digital life is way more exciting than my in real life.
Is there more or less cats in the digital life?
Well, so before we jump into that, just it to me, it sounds like it starts with the advanced search function and getting good at going out there and, you know, you separated prospecting and communicating. I think that was smart. So it's like step one, go into advanced settings and type in a ton of different keyword phrases to go find people who are aligned with whatever your target persona is. Would that be a fair kind of step one?
Yeah, absolutely. And something I think is really valuable about LinkedIn, because I'm all about, you know, those like quick I'm all about those hacks and quick tricks. You can save searches. If you look in the upper right hand corner on LinkedIn, there's a little mark that says save search. And if you select that, you can just keep coming back and have weekly updates sent to your inbox of new people who then fit that search criteria.
That's awesome.
That is a great tip. Are you cold emailing or cold connecting with people then?
Sometimes absolutely yes. And people are pretty open to accepting LinkedIn connections. Like it's way easier to get someone to connect with you on LinkedIn than it is to get them to follow you on Twitter. That's just been my experience, but yeah, you know, but generally it's, like an offer, you know, if your company has an ebook or if you put out some really good content, just sending it to that person can be super valuable. So I think, if you can do some content marketing, like maybe it's, you know, maybe you need to do cold emails to get your email marketing off the ground or to get your content marketing off the ground. But, I want to make contact with any way that I can, if these people are like really fit the buyer, that I'm looking for. So whether it's content or whether it's, hey, our product's free and I'd love your feedback, anything like that. But I'm never shy to want to connect with somebody on LinkedIn.
Yep.
Well, Micah, that aligns with, you know, Rainmaker Digital. I mean, that whole concept of, you know, building content that's useful and meaningful to share.
Absolutely. Well, I'm thinking about Jeff Herman's show. You know, who do you connect with? I connect with everyone. In fact, that's a big discussion right now in the Missing Link LinkedIn group. Jay Baer doesn't connect with everyone. Sean doesn't connect with everyone. And so I think that, you know, we all come at it from a different way, a different purpose, and a different goal in mind. I connect with most people. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I think something, I mean, I do connect with most people, but I mean, the other week I got a connection and just the profile looked a little... It didn't look filled out.
She was dressing. She's wearing lingerie.
Wasn't quite that bad, but like actually, it was a cute young female, and the profile was like somewhat similar. Lived in San Francisco, but I just something about it didn't seem right. So I reverse image searched the logo, and sure enough, It was all over the internet. And I think it is something to watch out for. I mean, you can on LinkedIn, you can see people's connections and you can see their new connections.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not crazy that someone would essentially create a profile to connect with you to see, you know, who you're doing business with.
We've literally covered that exact topic of how to master the fake profile. Not that we condone that as a good activity. And you just gave the perfect 5-second tip. Just right click, Google search for image. And just see where that image is showing up on that profile picture. And that's a pretty quick way to figure out if a profile is real or not. Not an end all, but a pretty good answer.
Yeah. And Sean does not like to connect. I mean, we talked about that on another show, does not like to connect with anyone who does not have a profile picture. So make sure you have an updated, nice looking profile picture.
There are still people who don't have profile pictures?
Yes, there
are. Get out. Mm-hmm. Get out. Go stop listening right now and go get a profile picture.
Go get your profile picture up.
So we get these advanced settings. We go in there. We search. I love the saved searches.
Yep.
Thought that was fantastic. Keep going back and refreshing that list. Not afraid to reach out to people. I think LinkedIn's a good place for that, as you talk about. And now we got this nice list of connections. And then school me on selling here. Help me understand, because I'm a crappy salesperson that like...
Yeah.
You now export that list. Now you've got this email list, and I have a tendency, I want to like crush it or ruin it or like I say something awkward, like help us understand how to effectively communicate to that email list.
Yep. I mean, so with me, I would send a feeler email, just like a mail merge.
Let's keep this PG, guys. Come on.
hold on. Backtrack. I think from there, I would go into lead enrichment. So I would want to see how long they've been at the company, fill a few things out, figure out where the company's going, and basically create a more sophisticated mail merge template. that's a bit personalized. So what else can we grab from their LinkedIn? And I mean, this can go to, you can have this work done in the Philippines. You can use a service like Lead Genius or Inside View. But basically enrich the leads, make sure the emails work, figure out their actual work emails. And I mean, you can do things like, hey, we just want to give you a free demo and get feedback, or we'd love to see where we fit in for next year. But I mean, salespeople, especially if you give this to like a team of sales development representatives, they're never shy about figuring out a way to reach out to someone, whether it's a promotion, whether they've taken a new job, whether the company got funding. There's a lot of trigger events that you can basically follow. So if you want to look for a trigger event with someone like getting promoted or moving to a new department, that's a great time to reach out and just like, I want to hear what you've been up to. One of the best like enterprise SEO SaaS guys I know, he's so good at, I mean, and he's a great guy, but he's also very good at just keeping in touch with like, I want to hear about your new job and I want to hear what you've been doing. And it comes off as very selfless. But I mean, he's totally doing intel, but it's a great way of, you know, just keeping that connection alive and being friendly because people like doing business with their friends. But if through cold email, I think if you're just going to take that email list and really just go for it, personalizing it and talking about, you know, basically all the value props in the most concise way as possible. And I mean, if I was going to do cold email, I work for a freemium product. So that's something that for us, getting someone to install the product is a click of a button. So that can actually, I think the cold email can work with something like that. But with things that are bigger investments, I mean, I think those are more people that you're going to target for relationship building. But just like as a starter, you know, you have all of your LinkedIn connections right now. I think it'd be kind of see-through if you were to directly connect with someone, then grab their personal email and then try and pitch them. Right. Like, you know, let's figure out who these people are. And you have all of your personal contacts right now. From your personal email, just sending out emails to all these people about keeping in touch and just a basic template, like that's a personal way to be a personal person. And very natural and authentic, like outside of company email. But you have the ability to do that right now with all the people that you're currently connected with. So, I don't think it's like, I want to very much reiterate that it's not about just like building up as many connections as possible and then building email lists to spam.
Someone listening will do that, but I'm with you. I think you said it best when you said that's a personal way to be a personable person. Say that 10 times fast.
A lot of articulation on that sentence. But
it says it, you know, I mean, that really brings it home is it's back to this genuineness that you don't walk away from being personal and genuine. You can still email someone you don't know and be genuine and personal.
Yeah, you can, you know, and, you know, if you're a small local business, maybe something like, say you're, I know like a lot of people that listen to Rainmaker offer digital marketing services or WordPress services. You can invite people to a free event at your office or at your co-working space or wherever you are and just teach them about like where WordPress is going and how it's going to affect their small business and become, you know, that local authority, sort of prepping people up to the sale. I think some of the best businesses, especially some of the best local businesses, are very social. Like, and I don't mean on social media, I mean within their community. You know, they do a lot of legitimate networking and they do a lot of good for the community, and they also educate and become thought leaders both locally and within the industry. But one tip I did want to touch on, because I know that a lot of people that listen to Rainmaker are in WordPress and they're in SEO. Both of those industries are really, really, everyone's buddy, and you're competing with your friends for business all at the same time. So, when I used to sell SEO, I'd go against the same six or seven agencies all the time. So, something that I think is really valuable is you can disable the people also viewed section in your LinkedIn settings. And if you run an SEO agency or a WordPress development agency, you're going to see a lot of other agency owners on the side of your profile. And if someone's checking you out and checking out your business, they're probably going to check out LinkedIn. And I think, and as much as like, you know, love my friends and they're great, there's no reason to introduce like five other really good people into their consideration set when they're on a purchase journey. So, removing like those other people is a really good move. And also, you know, I'm all about privacy, even though I love being able to mine connections. You can disable in LinkedIn giving people the ability to see who you're connected to. And I think that's really valuable because you can actually go through a list and really mine out every single person that person's connected to. And like, let's not kid ourselves. There's people doing it. There's entire departments of companies that are dedicated to doing that.
Oh, I disabled that just because I didn't want people reaching out to people that I know saying that I had said they should be connected anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
There was so much in that. And I seriously, we could go for like a whole nother hour on diving through this stuff because I seriously love the angle and think that this was a really powerful start. The good news is the audience is a bunch of people who are interested in marketing and learning and growing. And so I'm fairly confident that, go under the group. There'll be, I'm certain, discussion coming around this concept of moving things in and out of LinkedIn.
Right.
John Henry, I just want to say thank you for coming around today and sharing this knowledge with us. This was fantastic.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Anytime.
Great tips and hacks too. I'll make sure all of those are in their show notes.
Yeah, this was intense. I need to go. I don't know if I need to take a shower or go have a cigarette, but this was awesome. So, all right. Thank you so much for taking your time. Thank you everybody out there for joining us today. And we look forward to bringing you another exciting episode coming up soon. My name is Jabez LeBret. We got Micah and our wonderful guest, John Henry, today. And we will talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you all.
You have just experienced The Missing Link exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.